my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and let me bring you some good news. I have just completed 3,456 push-ups. It's been wonderful. April Fools. Oh, brother, that was a bad one. I couldn't think of anyone to give you. You knew right away. Brother Ethan, he's just hanging his head, shaking his head. Oh, brother. Well, you know what? When you go through life, sometimes you have to just sort of be happy about some things, right? Amen. I hope you get some folks today on this April Fool's. That's that's an evil holiday. I don't even know what it is, quite frankly. I mean, put online, oh boy, he's celebrating April Fool's. Well, you know what I'm excited about? It is the first day of April. And on that first day, I have a brother-in-law having a birthday today. Happy birthday. I think it's my brother-in-law, Brother Calvin Swanson. I think it's his, or it's Mark, his brother. I think it's Calvin Swanson. Well, great pastor. Happy birthday to you. Anyway, on this first day, I'm just sort of challenged when it sort of falls the first day on the broadcast on the first. We do it all the time. I'm going to dedicate this month to Proverbs. And I'm trying to find a verse every day for you that is not one I've covered in the past. And I know I'm prepared for the entire week. I've not spoken about this particular verse in every chapter. I believe that every person ought to do their best to live in Proverbs. Follow the calendar. On the first day, Proverbs 1. On the fifth day, Proverbs 5. On the 10th day, Proverbs 10. All the way through to get to 31. And if you're only 30 days of the month, just add on 31 if you want. I like to read 31 all the time because it always reminds me of my wife, a virtuous woman. Well, today we have a great song entitled He Is Mine. The singers sing, and you might want to get your Bibles ready. We're in Proverbs chapter 1 today. Thank you for listening.
Pardon, full and free through the
pastors, I believe most of you have my cell phone. I do not have voicemail. I have texting. And if you could just text me if you have time. Or email us here at the station. If you could just text me our email, tell me about your day yesterday, Easter. I just love Easter. I love it. And I'm like Christmas. When Christmas is getting close, I'm hoping it slows down, that we don't get there, because it's just going to be tomorrow night. By this time, it's going to be all over. And I love Christmas, and I like to savor every moment of the entire day. And December 31st is fun, but I really eat Christmas. But Easter, as it gets close, I don't know, maybe this one I get really excited about it for come. But then at the end of the day, I'm thinking, we got another year before we celebrate Easter like this. We always have a great Easter. I'd like to know what happened. And I hope you all prayed for one another that we'd have a good, good, good day. I have a home beyond the river. This is a good song. And then we're in Proverbs 1 today, and I believe we might have something to help us for today, just for today. I have a home beyond the river.
I have a home beyond the river. I have a mansion bright and fair. I have a home beyond the river. I will dwell with Jesus there.
The blessed contemplation, when with trouble here I sigh,
I've a home beyond the river that I'll enter by and by. I've a home beyond the river. I've a mansion bright and fair. I've a home beyond the river. I will dwell with Jesus there. Just a little more to labor, tell the story, watch and pray. Just a few more earthly sorrows, then to heaven we'll fly away. Oh, how sweet 'twill be to meet them, all the ransomed host above. Sweeter still to see the Savior, praise Him for redeeming love. I've a home beyond the river. I've a mansion bright and fair. I've a home beyond the river. I will dwell with Jesus there. I will dwell with Jesus there. I will dwell with Jesus there.
I'm here. And Brother Ethan, did you look up how many push-ups? How many?
3,249 in 1 hour.
3,249 in 1 hour? You got to be kidding me. 1 hour? Wow. And what did I say? 3,000? I said 3,400 some. See? So maybe I was telling the truth. Maybe I have a world record. I don't even know about it. You are kidding. I'm impressed. Well, I hope you get somebody today with that. Listen to Proverbs 1. Proverbs 1, verse 5. A wise man will hear. Now, I know there's a comma there, but let's just stop. A wise man will hear. Today, please, you, me, could we just, if you're wise, can you listen? I wrote myself a note right here on my notes for today. Do I listen? Jack Treber, do I listen? And then I wrote underneath that, do you listen? I wonder how many times in even a marriage I didn't listen. I heard my wife, but I didn't listen to her. I heard the buzz of the talk, you know, But it's just such an amazing thing. How many times we probably do not listen. I want to encourage us. A wise man will hear. Wise is a man with some discernment. A lady with some discernment, a son or daughter. I'm going to ask you today, please, today, will you listen to your mate? If you don't listen to your mate, somebody will. Listen to your mate. And sometimes it doesn't mean you have to respond. Maybe your wife says, I just love the color purple. You might say that's a beautiful color, but would it register? Are you listening? You need to remember that flowers are purple for her. You know, and please, my wife, we receive flowers from the church. We love them. But she doesn't normally like me to give her flowers. And I love flowers. She loves them in the garden. She loves looking at them. She loves it when I plant them. But it, please, you know what? I've heard her. Flowers, with her mom's funeral, this was 1970, so that's 54 years ago this October. There were so many flowers in the funeral home and at the church in honor of her mom. She died at age 45, left 8 kids. She said the smell, it just brings back such sad memories. And that does not mean, please, church family, you always give her flowers. She loves them, and we bring them in the house and all that. But you know what? I had to pay attention to that. And I believe we ought to listen. If your wife says purple's her favorite color, buy her something purple. Buy her a purple magic marker. I don't know what you're going to buy her. But do I listen to my mate? And unfortunately, probably, I know I've had to miss a lot. But that shows I wasn't wise. Do you listen to your children? Oh, not now, not now, kids, not now. Never say not now. You might say, Daddy or Mommy, well, I'm right in the middle of something. Can you give me just a few minutes? I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. Not like, okay, I'm busy. Not now. Can't see I'm busy. Never that. Because there's going to come a day they won't want to talk to you. Do you listen to your grandkids? Oh, my wife's such a good... We call her Nana, not grandmother, but she's such a good Nana. She spends time with those kids, and she writes notes, and she's just a good Nana. Do you listen to leadership? Do you listen at work to your boss? Or is everything a debate? This last week, a staff member was so sweet to me and another person of what they're willing to do to make a sacrifice for someone else on staff. I tell you, I just thought it was just an amazing thing. But they're listening to the need that we have. Are you listening today? A wise man will hear. I want to be wise. I don't want to be foolish. So I'm going to have to keep my mouth shut, which is one, and my ears, which is two, open. Two ears, two eyes, one mouth. Father, bless these great listeners, please, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.